Good evening, Audio Boo. Good evening. Good morning. It's the wee hours. Had a quiet night, really. Two nights ago, we uploaded a song to the internet. And this song is the first of three studio recordings that we're releasing. Not so much releasing, but just sort of making available to be heard, because if there's one thing I've become very aware of, it's that there are no recordings of the band. Or, you know, say we're asking people to play at their venue and they say, have you guys got any demos? And the answer to that is no, we do not have any demos. And so the last studio session we had, we spent polishing and polishing three songs, redoing the vocals and adding things to make the song kind of stand out. And, you know, we were dressing the songs, essentially. And so we have ended up with three really good, what we are calling radio edits, because we want radio stations to play them, essentially. And they represent as well. I'm so very proud of Matt, Paul and Angela, what they've been able to do, what they've done in the studios. They've just really excelled. Angela's drumming is really solid, really steady, and every hit of the snare is like an electric charge for me. She just powers into the songs. Paul has what I like to call just like an inbuilt automatic groove setting, and you can show him the merest hint of a whisper of a song and he can lock into it straight away. And then as soon as he locks into it and Angela locks into him, and they're a duo in a lot of ways, the way they work together. We work really closely together, which the rhythm section should do. But when we're recording our tracks, Angela and Paul record theirs together in the same room. So they lock into each other, and as you can hear, hopefully it works really well. When I say hopefully, I mean I'm hopefully you can find the song and listen to it and find out what I mean. And Matt is really something to behold. Initially, when we started making the album and we were doing like the getting the drums down, the bass down, the guitars and the vocals, and the whole time we were building up all these songs, Matt was listening to them and forming ideas in his head about how he's going to arrange everything. And so we'd get to the end of a take, and while Dan was playing it back and rewinding it and listening to it, Matt would be saying, like, oh, you could put a section of hand claps here, maybe if you had like some sort of harmony brass line here, oh, you could have a string part there, I could write a string part, and we could all record this and shout it from one end of the room. And then we came to polishing these songs, and Matt got to try out all these ideas and form these things in his head, and he really came alive doing that. And it's amazing, you listen back to these songs and all these ideas that Matt was able to pump into them really make the songs stand out. Can't wait for this record to be out.